karma. More on these stories at townhall.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio,
is about to commence.
Good morning, North State. Welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, everybody. It's 6 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock, right here in the studios of Free Fire Radio.
Yes, good morning, everybody. Currently 46 degrees in the downtown studios. And, of course, when you pull up the Reading weather, just a little bit more there, Carl. You know, you'll see these various temperatures. We talk about that all the time. Bob says that sometimes there's a varying of 10 degrees. But according to our forecast here, 46 degrees, we have showers today. We're hot with our highs of around 49 degrees. Rain tonight with our lows of 41. And just get ready because the whole weekend, we will have a very wet weekend. Tomorrow, our highs will be 50 with rain, and then Friday night showers. Well, you know, it's the difference between showers and then rain. You know, we experience, you know, throughout the day, if it's wet, it's wet. So Saturday's high with around 50, rain as well. And Saturday night calls for rain as well. Sunday showers, Sunday night with our lows of around 35 and showers as well. So throughout the whole weekend until Monday. Bob, you've got something about the lake or some other information?
Well, we've got a road advisory going out right now. Change required single axle vehicles. If you're towing a trailer from just south of Dunsmuir to up the Dunsmuir grade, change required from Weed to 3 miles north of Weed. There's a high wind advisory around Sacramento, also around Weed to Wairika. That's a pretty windy area all the time. Before you set out on the road the next several days, check the latest conditions. Go to dot.ca.gov or type in Caltrans road conditions for the latest updates. Carry your traction devices.
Get your go bag. Carry your go bag, folks.
They're still holding trucks there at Fondale. At least it was at 6 a.m. this
White
morning.
Out yesterday.
Yesterday from Fondale North and from Wairika, a little bit north of Wairika and Edgewood South. They stopped all traffic.
Yeah, it looks like that may have been lifted at this point.
Yeah, that's been lifted, but the need for change out there. And if you get off on any of the adjacent roads, 299, 36, any of those, and you're up there, it's changed.
Even with four-wheel drive, you have to have your chains. And the weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. They are our weather sponsors. Each and every time you read the weather or talk about the weather, sponsored by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts, 365-3793. Now, in the headlines today, the Bushes.
The Bushes are in jail.
Jail.
I'm sorry. They're in the hospital.
Both of the Bushes.
The elder president, George
And Barbara
HW.
Are both hospitalized.
Yeah, but George is in the intensive care unit. He's having problems breathing, but they're saying he's resting comfortably. And Barbara was having some had cold symptoms and trouble breathing. So they're both in the same hospital.
Oh dear.
So they stay together.
You know. So prayers, yeah. Prayers for the Bushes. It's a interesting time now. With you know, we've been reading about who's in the inauguration festivities, who's not. Who's playing, who's pulled out. Oh, my gosh. Anyway, so hopefully we have a peaceful transition. And
what is a peaceful transition?
Where there's no bombings and riots.
Well, you know what? Here's the thing is, arguably the strongest country on the face of the earth, every 4 years has a peaceful transition. Now, if they're reelected, it's even peaceful. It's even more peaceful. But imagine this. You have a peaceful transition of power from two parties that are diametrically opposed on how to run the country in many cases. In a lot of areas, they're bipartisan. But when you think about this, how spectacular this is, when you look at other countries and third world nations and they get into fist fights and, shootouts, their idea of a regime change is to kill everybody, including their families, so they can make the regime change. This is such a strength of our country. And even if people boycott it, even if there are protests in the streets, it is still, overall, that is a small, small, small part of this huge transition of power.
Contrast this to the president of Gambia, who had to be sworn in, the elected president, had to be sworn in the embassy in an adjacent country because the president who was voted out won't leave.
Well, there was questions about that for President Obama. Was he really going to leave? I mean, I've heard things. Tomorrow, I collect bets from several people. They would not pay me after Trump won. They would not pay me because he hasn't been inaugurated. Oh, come on! He hasn't been inaugurated, and you know what? There could still be. That President Obama has to declare martial law or something happens. So it's not until tomorrow after he's inaugurated.
This is the FEMA camp crowd.
Yeah, I'm saying I just think they really hated Hillary. They just think that something's going to happen to Bush.
Well, I know that.
So I'm like, okay, you can wait till tomorrow.
I know you've got something that you're steaming about there. We're going to cover, but first I wanted to say that the Forever Stamp. The cost of mailing for 1 ounce first class letter will return to being 49 cents, up from 47 cents. So you always know that when you buy your Forever stamps now, according to what this article is, that they're going to stay at 49, and that refers to when it can be stuck in an envelope and get the letter to its destination. No matter how long it costs or however far it goes, that will remain unchanged, the 49 cents. Okay. Forever stamps. Can you believe that? Remember when it was?
Yeah.
Well, we won't tell you what we remember, but
Bob told me about 3 cent stamps.
There's something that's if you wanted to cover now, because we do have a guest here.
We're going to take a break now, and then we're going to come back with Doug Tooley from BNT Satellite Service, Dish Satellite, because there's some things that have happened if you're watching TV yesterday and today. You might notice a couple of changes on your channels, and he's going to talk about that. But this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Home Helpers. Sharon Clark has done an extraordinary job with this business with in-home health care. In-home health care, to keep people in-home care, to help people stay in their homes where they can be, in a much better situation and a much better surroundings by keeping them at home. Whether it's short term from, like, say, an injury and you have somebody coming in to help you out, or long term, elderly people or people with handicaps. Sharon Clark, Home Helpers, absolutely are the ones that we recommend. Give her a call at 226-8350. That's 226-8350. Sharon Clark and Home Helpers. We're going to be right back after these messages. It's 13 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock here on the 19th of January.
Hi, this is Jana, General Manager of the Historic Cascade Theater, inviting you to celebrate with us the perfect Valentine's event for you and your sweetheart. We are proud to present the silver screen classic Gone with the Wind, Sunday, February 12th. It's more than just a movie. It's a party. Come join us for live music, dancing, themed drinks, and a few surprises. Then enjoy the ultimate date night classic featuring three of Hollywood's greatest stars, winner of 8 Academy Awards, including Best Picture. Don't miss this rare opportunity to see Gone with the Wind on the big screen at the Cascade Theater. It's the perfect date night for your Valentine's weekend. Tickets are just $15 and can be purchased by calling the box office at 243-8877 or online at cascadetheater.org. Don't miss it. Gone with the Wind, Sunday, February 12th at the Cascade Theater. Party starts at 2 p.m., film starts at 3 p.m. Hope to see you there.
This is Joe McKenna, CEO of CloudWise Academy and your host of the Digital Revolution Show. If you own a business, run a business, or want to start a business, then this show is for you. I'll pull back the green curtain exposing how the internet is impacting your business and give you the rules and tools to take control. If it's related to the internet and matters to business, we'll be talking about it here. Tune in every Saturday morning at 9 a.m. to the Digital Revolution Show on KCNR 1460.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
I'm Dr. Nancy Sutton Pierce, the host of the Conscious Living Show, every Saturday, 11 to noon, here on KCNR 1460. You'll laugh, cry, and perhaps be shocked by my frank and honest conversations. I often team up with my husband, Dr. Mark Pierce, and no one makes me squirm or giggle quite like he can. We are the yin-yang, east-west, of most topics, yet you can always feel the love and respect between us. Visit DrNancySuttonPierce.com to keep this conversation going.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, Linda Bott.
Well, good morning, everybody. And you know, Thursday, I know, people, miss Trish.
My Thursday girl.
Your Thursday girl. Just like you have a girl Friday, but you have a girl Thursday. Trish is enjoying a day off. In the sun.
A day off.
And so I'm here today, and yeah. So
but see, here's the difference is I get to, like, you know, give you kisses during the break.
And, you get and to Trish, poke me harder than Trish, you do Trish.
Trish won't. Trish doesn't do that. So anyway.
Anyway, okay. We miss Trish.
We miss Trish. But, hey, we're here with Doug Tooley of B&T Satellite Service. Now, some things have happened lately, Doug. Let's tell everybody.
So we kind of – there's a couple different things that I want to talk about, Carl.
Okay.
The first thing is Dish is still in business, and life is
of
great
course.
There. So, and then we started that veterans program last month.
How's that been working?
It's a little slow. So that's the
okay.
The main reason why I'm here is it's a little slow. So just to make it real easy for everybody, anybody that calls me this year, I'm going to give $100 to a veteran when you sign up for new service with Dish, period. It just is going to happen. We're meeting with...
You mean like a $100 bill or $100?
Well, $100 off their service.
Off their service,
so
okay.
So many, many of our veterans, especially the elderly folks and our widowed,
right.
Our people that were married to veterans and now widows,
right.
Their income is way, way down in the...
Of course it is.
It's very, very tight for them. So, and I was looking at their cable because I was actually helping my dad, who's a disabled vet, and I was looking at his bill. It was $120. And I'm like, mm-hmm. whoa, what's going on here, Dad? And, you know, he has to have HBO and a couple other things, so it gets up there that way. But then I started looking at some of my elderly ladies, customers, who have to watch the Giants games, and they have to spend $70 a month to watch the Giants. So what will happen is when anybody calls
right.
to sign up for Dish, we're going to pick these nice folks, and we'll give them a $10 credit off their bill. So every day, excuse me, not every week, we're going to pick like five veterans,
mm-hmm.
and hopefully we give them five referrals or 10 referrals each, and then they get that off their bill. And the new customer also gets that same $10 off. So Dish is signing up at least 350 customers per month in our DMA, so Chico Reading.
Uh-huh.
We're doing about 30 to 40, 50 of them sometimes if we're lucky.
Mm-hmm.
We need to be doing 100 of those. So we're giving away, you know, $200 to every customer that call or forgive me, to each transaction is worth $200.
Okay, back so in, if I so that there. Means if I recommend somebody that signs up, I get $100 off.
Yep. And you qualify because you're a veteran.
Right. But I get $100 off my
not because you're old, because you're a
right.
veteran.
Yeah. But But if I sign somebody, if I refer somebody that signs up, I get $100 off my bill.
Yes.
Is that true? Okay.
And so does that new person.
And so does the new person. So
But what makes this really different is I'm going to take care of it for you. So you don't have to manage it. My team is going to help the veteran manage it. So, because a lot of them don't even have smartphones or, you know, computers for that matter.
Oh, okay.
So we're going to really spoon feed them on this.
Okay. Here's the question. Somebody said $10 off or $100 off. They're confused right now.
So it's $10 off for 10 months.
For 10 months.
Yes.
Okay. So that's the $100.
That's after they've signed up.
That's after they signed up. Yeah.
Okay,
so they
sign
up, so they say, okay, I've got another network. I'm tired of this. I want to do Dish.
Mm-hmm.
They get $100 off.
Yes,
$10
and then
a
after,
month.
Yes. It's $100 off immediately?
It is $10 off per month for 10 months.
For 10 months.
There you go.
That's
got
$100.
It.
Okay, that was the confusing part.
Okay.
Sorry about that.
Okay.
No, that's all right.
No, got it.
So you've been with Dish now for a long time. Let's tell a lot of people who maybe don't know your name. Of course, you've advertised, you've had posters and billboards and commercials all over the place. Let our listeners know a little bit more. Refresh the new listeners, perhaps, who Doug Tooley is.
Well, I was born and raised in Rebloff and the surrounding areas. Enterprise, graduated Enterprise High School in 1990. About 1984-ish, my mom got engaged with one of the local satellite guys, and I was about 12. They took me under their wing, told me how to crawl under houses and play with rattlesnakes and dig holes and, you know, work. go to work. I worked for Diet Coke because minimum wage, I think, was $2 or something like that. It was pretty fun. Anyway, I did that all through high school and won Employee of the Month award several times, you know, because I was their only employee. And and just had a great time. Joined the Army in 90, was a medic in the 82nd Airborne. Fell out of a few airplanes, had a lot of fun. Only training. But a lot of fun. Came back home, hooked up with a young man named Scott Bullock. We worked at the Walmart Distribution Center in 1994 for several years, and then started dabbling around with satellite, you know, technology, because DirecTV was brand new. 1993, DirecTV was brand new. PrimeStar was out. So we kind of got together, and we stayed in this little Ranger that we used to commute back and forth with, and we started going knocking on doors and selling satellite dishes. So we started that in about 94, and then we really got serious in 1999 and started BNT Satellite. So, and
okay.
I've just been doing it since then. Which brings us to what's going on with our we got a local channel interruption again. So Channel 7, Botten Media, has removed their channel from the Dish network.
So it's the local network that's done that then?
It is. Unfortunately,
okay.
It is.
It's not the national. It's the local one.
It's the local, yeah. They're individually owned by Botten.
Okay.
So, and they own several stations. We went through this about 3 years ago. It was pretty horrific. I learned a lot during that time. I hooked up about 300 rooftop antennas at that time. I personally probably did 160 of them. I'm working, you know, 10 o'clock at night, 11 o'clock at night, up hanging off of people's roofs because it was during the playoffs.
Oh, my goodness.
49ers and the Seattle Seahawks. It was
Well, wait a minute.
Stressful.
Are they?
Today, it's not – nothing about football today. We don't have to worry about football today at all. So don't worry about it because they don't have the game.
Okay.
So we're
okay.
So we're okay there.
So they don't have the game. All right.
With all of that said when I first started in 99, we didn't even have the local channels through the satellite. We had to put up rooftop antennas. So I got really, really good at doing rooftop antennas. In so much that I was so good at it that I figured out a way to give them away for free for people who signed up for new service. So I was looking at that. You know, I got the Facebook post that, you know, their channel went down, and I instantly went into my receiver, and I'm like, oh, no, it's down. Stayed up all night figuring out how to fix this for folks. So what we're going to do is give away a free local antenna for anybody who does either a Dish upgrade with me or new customer service. So just like back in 1999 when you couldn't get the local channels from Dish anyway or DirecTV or, you know, the only way to get it was through either cable or through a rooftop antenna, we're doing that again.
Mm-hmm.
So we're just going to be giving away local channel antennas for new customers. Or if you do an upgrade with us, we'll be able to do it.
Are there several packages when you say Dish upgrade? Are there, I don't know. I guess like anything, you got basic cable and then you have every channel in the world.
And that's kind of where this is coming from. So Channel 7 is, they're going to be losing revenue because Dish Network has started this new thing called the Flex Pack. So the Flex Pack gives you the ability to pick your own channels. It's not quite that good yet, but it's pretty,
yeah, because
pretty close.
Of those 250 or 300 right. channels we have, there's probably 15 we watch.
Yep. And that's most
you
of
know, and, I mean, the Home Shopping Network is one. And I realize that. But
well, we don't watch any of the Spanish or any of the
Well,
porn.
We don't pay for the Spanish. We don't pay for the Spanish ones anyway, but we have.
Oh, we don't?
No, you can.
I don't.
That's a different package.
Oh.
I don't think so. We've got, anyway, but I go to battle with Dish every so often.
Yeah.
You know, over this, you know, about what, anyway, but it's like this, though. It is, there's probably 100 channels we could just dump out that you don't watch. But you've got to – they bundle them because if they did, if they were paid for them individually, you know, I mean, if they if you got your choice, there'd probably be 100 channels to go off the air immediately. I mean, just immediately.
There would be. And that wouldn't be a bad thing because that would be capitalism, actually. So
yeah, that's what it is.
What's interesting is –
we're in communism.
It actually – 100%. It's not even a joke because the lobbyists – there's only five companies that own all the channels. There's only five really? Companies that own all the distribution in America. There's 10 companies controlling this hundreds of billions of dollars a year industry.
Wow.
It's really interesting.
Okay, but going back to Channel 7, now it's 7 and, what, 24?
No. So it's only ABC, and then it's their MyTV channel. So, okay. Or forgive me, they're not MyTV, it's their Channel 21.
So. Yeah, 21. Okay. So 7 and 21.
Yep.
And you'll put on a new antenna if you sign up with BNT.
Or upgrade.
Or, yeah.
What if you've got everything already?
Well, shucks. You know what, Carl? I had two calls when it happened. I had one gentleman call, really good guy. I'm like, don't yell at me. And he's like, okay, I won't yell at you. And but where's my channel? I said, well, it's at Best Buy if you go get a rabbit ears before I get there and buy them all up. And so, you know, we were all laughing. And so he went down and got his rooftop, or his little rabbit ears, plugged it in, because he can see Shasta Bali. Anybody that can, you know, anybody on your, especially on your station, if you can hear us, you can put up a really inexpensive antenna, as long as you're not in the bottom of a hill, and get Channel 7. I mean, it's free on the air. So, where was I? I'm sorry.
Well, if you've already got, like,
the very next call, this really nice lady, she's from Lakehead. I hooked her up, you know, 3 years ago with the thing. She says, Doug, thank you so much for giving me my local Channel 7, you know, 3 years ago when we met. And I'm praying for you because I know how stressful it was last time you had this. So just know that this nice lady is praying for you.
Wow.
And I said, thank you so much. And so we really went to work hard last time and got a lot of people their local channels. So many of those customers, all they have to do is just switch right over to, you know, their rooftop antenna like we did last time. And that's
now,
really
how does that
my
work?
Goal.
Okay, so you put a rooftop antenna on, then there's like a little switch on it that you just switch from cable to – or I mean not cable, but dish to satellite to this
what's antenna. What's pretty cool about the dish technology is they've incorporated all that where it's in your guide. So you can just go to channel 7.1 and it's right there. Uh-oh. You don't have to go to different inputs and it's pretty simple.
You can go to that channel?
You can just go to that channel through your dish guide because they incorporate it in from either your rabbit ears or your rooftop antenna.
Oh, okay, because I've never seen that before.
It's pretty slick. Okay. It's,
all right.
It's really slick.
So if right. you use, if you want to upgrade your dish package,
or get a new one,
or get a or sign up and transfer to Dish, you are going to put up a free antenna for
free
the.
Antenna.
Plus, you get $100 off your bill, $10 a month.
Yep.
And then if you refer some, that's if you yeah, that's a new one. Plus, if you refer somebody,
yep.
it's another $10 off.
How
your
do
bill.
People get a hold of you?
So,
well, I know.
241-3474.
241-DISH.
241-DISH.
Don't call the 800
number. Don't call the
800
number. swing button by the shop on Dana. And then we did pass out some totally free antennas to customers yesterday. So if you do rely on Channel 7 for your severe weather news and you can't break yourself over to go to Channel 12 for this inconvenience, and you're elderly, veteran, and all that kind of stuff, give us a call too. We'll help you figure out a way to get your Channel 7 back without spending any money with me. So we're here to serve.
Yeah, you are, and you're a veteran, and we appreciate that, Doug, because you are. You give a lot of good service out to veterans and our seniors. Now, here's the question: is the rooftop installed?
If you do the, we're going to try the inside antennas first, but mm-hmm. there I do have some rooftop antennas that I can give away. They cost more in labor to make it all work, but yes. Yes, on new customers, I'm going to choose the best antenna for your situation. But yes, it is installed.
Okay.
On the new customer stuff and the new upgrades. Customers. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Traditionally, we charge $300 for that installation. So it's it's a serious. It's a really good rooftop antenna.
I'm not even going to try and get into the because there's been other things that have been pulled off dish and then they came back later and things like that. So this will eventually come back, I'm sure.
So it will totally be back.
But then you've got a backup.
But you have a backup. And the other thing,
things go down.
You don't have to worry about it.
Yeah.
And also, Dish is doing this because they're in contract negotiations because they've given us the ability to pick your package. The local pack is $10 a month. If you have a rooftop antenna or these rabbit ears that work well enough, you can not give Dish that $10 a month on your flex pack bill and save that money. And then the network, you know, they're doing what they were what they bargained to do, you know, when they got their licenses 50 years ago or 100 years ago, you know, where we gave them the airwaves to do this. So it's their charter to give us these channels for free.
So Channel 12 does not have a contract issue.
Channel 12 does not, no.
Okay, now, the only one right now is Channel 7 bat. This is so frustrating. We are paying Dish for the service. Okay, now, Sonny, if you call 241-DISH.
Yep, 241-DISH.
And you ask for Doug.
Or Robert, or Dan, Rob, or, yeah.
They will take care of you. Yeah, they're going to come out there and help.
We can help. Yep.
And get that back. So if you know if anything like even you know if you have these heavy snow storms, Dish goes down.
Yeah,
it does.
It does.
And you lose your HD and it goes to SD. But you know I've gone out there and I last time I swept off the snow. If you can believe this, in Redding, I swept the snow off my antenna and it worked again.
How was the radio station? Did you guys have to get up there?
Oh, we have done that before, though. Oh, yeah.
On the day it snowed, we did lose a couple hours of news.
Did you?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. But in the middle of the night?
No, this was on an afternoon. I got a call and when I was in Las Vegas, and I said, well, you can either get a broom or you can wait about 2 hours and it'll come back.
Oh, yeah. We've had that. Yeah, we have. And we've gone up there and swept it before.
Yep.
And to get the snow and ice off. Anyway. Okay, Doug Tooley, BNT Satellite.
Thank you, Doug.
We'll count this as your live read this morning.
That would work for me.
Okay, right. That's good. 15 minutes here.
Yeah.
241-DISH. Don't call the 800 number.
Thank you so much.
And he's here to help you. Sungo, 241-DISH. There you go. And she's written it down.
One more
call.
Carl, we really are here to serve you.
I know
our community. So yeah. when they do call the office, just remember, say a prayer right before you call us, and don't say the F word, please, because we're going to hear it from somebody else, I promise you.
Okay, Sungold, you ask. Her name is Sungold, so I expect special treatment for Sungold.
Sungold will get special treatment.
Thank All right. you, Doug.
Bless you guys.
All right, bless you too. We'll be
right
back.
We're going to take a break here, Casey, in our 1460.
Did you know all PG&E residential customers will be switched to time-of-use billing by 2019? That means you could pay three times more for your power during the day. Solar power from Advanced Power Redding is the solution. And with our new lithium battery pack, you can take advantage of the new rates by using your stored energy during the peak hours and recharge at night when rates are low. Visit our showroom at 843 North Market Street and see the new battery technology at work. And our new battery can be added to your existing solar system. Advanced Power Redding is offering zero down with up to 25-year financing. Give us a call today at 226-0701 and let us show you the way to produce your own power. Remember these three things. Don't let anyone talk you into a lease. Use a local solar contractor. Get at least three bids. And call the experts at Advanced Power Redding, 226-0701, or stop by our office at 843 North Market Street, Redding. 226-0701, 843 North Market Street, Redding.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
On Saturday, January 21st at 10 a.m., Orchard Nutrition Center, in conjunction with Reading Holistic Health Specialists, presents the first in a series of free seminars at the Orchard Nutrition Center event room, as well as via live webcast on Facebook and live stream. This month's topic is stress and digestive health. Local area health and nutrition experts Dr. June Stevens, certified nutritional consultant Dominic Danino, and holistic health specialist Sherry Davis will show you the true impact chronic stress plays on your overall digestive health, as well as natural therapies you can implement in your daily lives through nutrition and lifestyle as a way to improve the overall quality of health of you and your family. You can watch online from your computer, tablet, or smartphone and post questions to the speakers in the interactive chat room. Limited reserve facility seating is available. For more information, visit Orchard Nutrition Center on Facebook or their website at orchardnutrition.com.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR 1460. Oh, my gosh, we have so much to talk about, but here we go.
Woo-hoo!
Yeah. I love it. That's how you should wake up in the morning.
Yesterday.
Time it so that when the alarm goes off, you hear this, you hit the floor, and it's, woo, your feet are hitting the floor, and you're like, I'm going to start a great day.
Now, that's the noise I make when my feet hit that floor.
Yeah. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Dubai. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction. Ted Lighty, retired command sergeant major, who this is his business. This isn't part-time with Ted. This is what he does for a living, and he does it very well. All of his instructors, and he has dozens, are all NRA-trained, have been through advanced training. They offer... Northern Firearms Instruction offers the most complete CCW training you're going to find. They also offer advanced training and also training in the AR, in the carbine to pistol. All different types of classes they have available at Northern Firearms Instruction. You can find them all and sign up for classes at readingccw.com or call NFI at 530-999-1822. Don't be afraid of the 999. It's a local number. Okay, Bob, you said there were some things going on.
Oh, yeah. Well, of course, we're all familiar with the story about how the DNC got hacked. And this is a variation. Now, the term is phishing, P-H-I-S-H-I-N-G.
Oh, okay.
And it's
like
a way
band.
For, well, sort of, yeah. But it's you send, the bad guys send out lots of emails hoping that somebody will fall for the hook and get reeled in. In this case, even people who are pretty tech savvy are falling for this latest scam. It seems to be targeted at Gmail users, which is, of course, the largest base of email of online email. It appears to be a message from someone you know, including an image lifted off of maybe a Facebook page. So it's something you recognize. The trick is when you click on that image because you want to see what it is, right? Because it's a little tiny thing, about half an inch square. That suddenly you appear to have, I'm sorry, you appear to have been logged off. You get your Google login screen. Oh, gee, must have been a glitch in my connection. So you type in your information, your name and password. Boom, they got you. You've just handed over your login info to the bad guys. A computer automatically logs into your account and changes your password on the spot.
Ooh.
Locking you out. And because a lot of people use their Google as their verification email for all your other accounts, you know, when you change your password on your bank account, on your other sites, where do they send the verification email? To your Google address. So this is very, very bad.
So you're locked out of your, but you're locked out.
And you're locked out of your own email.
But can't you come back in and change the, you can't.
You would have to get on with customer service. And in the meantime, the bad guys are accessing everything in sight. A couple of defenses. First of all, when you hover over any link, look at the top and see what it says. But the most effective defense right now is to go ahead and do two-factor verification. And it's a pain in the butt, but it's your best defense. What two-factor verification is when you log in, a code is sent to your phone via text.
Mm.
And then you type that number in as the second step of getting into your account. It's the deadbolt on your account.
Wow.
It's called two-factor verification.
I know lots of people will not do that.
Yeah. It's your only defense right now.
Here's my no, I have a defense. Is I forget my passwords all the time, so I'm constantly changing them.
Yeah.
So
really?
Oh yeah, I changed every. You know what? I have a page that's got every password on it, and you can't even begin it looks like hieroglyphics now because I'm always marking through them, putting another one on or something.
Well, you can get a password manager. There's some defenses, but this is the latest one, and it's really
okay. This
bad.
Sounds bad. Okay, so then if you get something that looks like a photo, and you hover over, and then you click
it looks like you're logged out, and you get the regular. It's a fake, but it looks like
Gmail
login screen.
But if you hover up over the top, we'll kind of tell
you
it's not.
Yeah, it gives you an address that and I posted on my Facebook the Fox News story. Right now, if you type in Gmail phishing scam, you'll get a whole bunch of references to it.
Okay.
Your best defense, two-factor authentication, and be suspicious. If you get a sudden pop, there's no reason why in the middle of a session you would suddenly get a login.
Yeah, and if that happens, then what do you do, though?
Close down your browser, reboot your computer.
Okay.
And
you'll
reopen.
Be okay.
Yeah.
And then dump that email.
Yeah.
All right. I dump most emails anyway, not from Jill. Okay. Time to ramp up a little bit here. President Obama, who has hammered everybody over leaks from the government, journalists, everybody. They have gone after them. He is, they're talking about, oh, look at what happened to Hillary. Oh, my gosh, they were hacked and blah, 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 blah. Just commuted, and you've probably already seen it, but he commuted Chelsea Manning's 35-year sentence to time served, which is like 4 years. 700,000 secret documents that Chelsea, and I can't even remember what his name originally is. His sentence was commuted. Now, does that mean that he was pardoned? No. It means he was commuted. Commuted just means is that the court martial stands. He's got a dishonorable discharge and all those things, which, that's a felony conviction. A lot of things you can't do. But now Chelsea, who caused all this hate and discontent and did this which, of course, your taxpayer dollars paid to have the sex change done, first time in history, in a federal military prison. So now Chelsea's going to be out in May, and Chelsea's going to be on the talk shows.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Chelsea's going to be making money.
A movie
Chelsea's
deal.
Going to write a book. Chelsea's going to have a movie deal. So Chelsea spends 4 years in the slammer, gets her sex change, and then becomes a millionaire. You know what?
I love this country.
This is a great country. This is a great country. You betray your country. You betray your country. You put people's lives at risk. You're found guilty. You're sentenced to 36 years in the jail. And the president, who's hammering people for things that are less than what she did, commutes her sentence. Hollywood will just immediately stream in. Because they are bottom sucking, Denzians there. Because they see a way of making a buck, they're gonna give her the book deal, give her the movie deal, and who's gonna play the part?
Yeah, well, you've heard the other wrinkle about Assange and WikiLeaks, right? That this was part of a deal that Assange said, if you let Chelsea Manning go, I will not fight extradition. Well, now Assange is saying, well, it was supposed to be an instant release and a full pardon, so I'm not holding up my end of the deal.
Bradley Manning. Thank you, Mike. It was Bradley Manning. Chelsea. Now, let's just go. No, let's go on further now. No, there's more. Now, they also pardoned Marine General James Cartwright, James Haas Cartwright. This is one of Barack's favorite generals. And he was the assistant chief of staff for the, SecDef, or for the Joint Chiefs of Staff. He was assistant SecDef.
Why was he?
Well, it appears that if you remember when the Israelis and the Americans hacked into the nuclear computers,
Stuxnet.
Yeah, Stuxnet. And they literally wiped them out and put them back years. Well, when they broke, when the store was getting ready to break, I guess Cartwright tried to dissuade the New York Times or whoever it was not to print this, because this was huge. And he had to, you know, he verified some of the things they said. Look, this is you can't do this. Well, the story was released, and so they and Obama, you know, and everybody went after. Okay, who released it? Well, he was picked up in this cordon of things that said, "Did you ever talk to the reporters?" And he lied.
Ooh.
Now,
ooh. Why did he?
He lied and said no. He didn't release that information. And it wasn't the fact he released the information. It's like everything else. It's a, right, same thing about Hillary. He lied about releasing the information. And so he was sentenced to like 6 years in jail or 3 years in jail or something. Or he was getting ready to. And Obama just pardoned him. He just said, look, nope, that's it. You're pardoned. Now, frankly, I think that it's like Petraeus, that General Cartwright should have paid some price. Now, I don't know the whole story. Maybe there's even more to it that, you know, is going on, and why, you know, that Obama maybe pushed him out there to, you know, to try and get him to not print the story, and then said, look, you know, I'll cover for you. Well, if he did, he just paid him back. So General Cartwright got pardoned. Who else got pardoned? Baseball player McCovey.
What was he doing?
Well, they got him for, I think it was tax evasion.
Mm.
So,
really?
But now who they didn't? Petraeus. Petraeus was not pardoned.
Ooh.
Yeah, how about that? So, you know, here's Petraeus that, you know, went along with everything. And then now Petraeus is saying, well, you know what? They told me they were going to pardon me, but they didn't. So he's sitting there thinking to himself, you know what?
Now, when Trump gets in, can he pardon him?
He can. Now, here's what the other big thing is they're saying is, well, I'm going to tell you what the next thing they said, because I've got to take a break right here. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. 2225 Hilltop Drive, the only full-service jewelry store in town. Do you love it, Linda, or what?
I love Four Winds Jewelry, and of course, they're only watch repair, real watch repairer that could take apart any kind of watch, put it back together. You know, the expert in that. Four Winds Jewelry at 2225 Hilltop Drive. You can call them at 222-2750. We'll be right back. KCNR 1460.
Have you ever had your vehicle in a shop for collision repair? When you called to check on it, did no one seem to know anything about it? Don's Tech for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Did you feel like a number when you were given canned rhetoric or generalization not specific to your vehicle? Although we are recognized as an authority in frame and suspension repair, we are primarily an auto body and truck collision repair center. When you select Coachmaster, we will tell you exactly how we are going to repair your vehicle. You will know the person in charge and get direct answers to your questions and follow-up phone calls, because every vehicle is personal to us. With our knowledge of the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to get started quickly. A reputation for excellent service and high-quality repairs takes years to build, and we intend to keep it. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Carl, I'm thinking about a mocha.
And let's go on down then to Tobacco and Brew.
Great. I'd also like to buy some coffee beans for our dinner party next week.
Hey, while you're doing that, I'm going to go next door to their walk-in humidor. Pick up a grab bag of cigars. I always get a great deal there.
Well, then, let's go on down to Tobacco and Brew. That's 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Open 7 days a week from 7:30 a.m. to 7 p.m.
Getting old is never easy. Imagine what it must be like for an older animal to lose their home and be left in a kennel wondering if you'll ever know love and companionship again. At Haven Humane, older animals are hard to place but have so much to offer. If you crave unconditional love, check out the older animals and remember PAL's Fund is available to supplement the cost if you lack the funds to adopt a loving companion. PAL was an amazing deaf Dalmatian that lived the life we would wish for all of our animals. Haven continues to accept donations to PAL's Fund and continue PAL's legacy.
Thanks for joining Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Another good workout song. That's a good, you know what, that's a pull weed song. You know when you're out doing yard work?
This is my, watch out, we're going to destroy the infidels. Song. That's my watch out. We're going.
Yeah. That make you. No, that makes that? You want to work hard. What is that, Bob?
That's Man in the Box. Alice in Chains. And if Carl's not the man in the box, I don't know who is.
That should be like your theme song. Ooh, baby. Yeah. 46 degrees in the downtown, Suze. Our highs today are going to be 49.
I'm sorry. I couldn't pull up any Megadeth.
Low 41.
Toby McGuire.
Friday highs will be 50 and Friday night around 38 degrees. Rain all the way through Monday, folks. Weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. What do you? Okay, pardon. You're still talking about pardoning and letting go and... And,
I will never let it go. I will never let it go. Yeah. Okay, so now they're saying, okay, you've pardoned Manny. What about that other guy, Bo? What's his name? The guy that walked away in Afghanistan? Bo Bergdahl.
Bergdahl. Yeah.
Now they're saying, what about Bo Bergdahl? Well, he hasn't done anything there yet, but I don't think he's been sentenced yet, so how could he? But here's the big thing. Hillary Clinton, you've got 1 day left today as president. Until 9 o'clock tomorrow morning, or whatever it is, you could pardon Hillary Clinton.
Think you'll think hand her an unconditional?
Do you think you will?
It's interesting.
For anything that has to do...
Of course.
For anything that has to do with...
for the Democratic servers, Party. Mm-hmm.
Servers, emails, or Benghazi. Or the Clinton Foundation.
DNC's got to be just having a tizzy about this, because either way, they lose.
How what? Come?
Well, if you partners, it's...
Public opinion is, uh-huh.
Wow. There's the Democrats again. Democrats are in problem already. You know, last night they had the People's Choice Awards, and they said there was no politics. If you remember the Golden Globes, it was politics everywhere, and they were just nailing, every chance they got to attack Trump. The only thing they said got close to politics was when the host said, tonight, Hollywood... Hollywood finally accepts what middle America voted for in the People's Choice Award, which I think is kind of funny. And but they said that they steered away from all the political commentary. I wonder if, you know, now that Lady Gaga is going to be performing at the halftime at the Super Bowl, they've said, no, we're not putting a muzzle on Lady Gaga. So I don't know if that's the right word to use, but no, it's a non-political thing. But you know, you don't know what she's going to say, and she's pretty outspoken.
I think the producers are going to pretty much say, if you ever want to work this event again,
I don't even know if she needs to even work that event again. But the point is that it's people are not watching the Super Bowl. Because you know they're not watching the Super Bowl to watch Lady Gaga. Really, I mean, think about it. It's halftime. You're up. You get out. You got to do stuff, and you come back in. You play. You know, throw the football around, or do something. The other point on it is that Meryl Streep, after what she said about if it wasn't for the Hollywood, the only thing people would have is their NFL and mixed martial arts for art. And you know what? When you think about the condescending. The elitist that if it wasn't for us, only arc they would have is fighting in NFL football. I'm surprised she didn't say NASCAR. Yeah. I mean, if she had thought about it, she probably would have. And so what a slap at the face of America that's saying is that I can't sit there and enjoy a beautiful painting that I've seen in the Smithsonian or at Turtle Bay. I can't sit there and enjoy a beautiful painting or a great theater production that we've seen here.
No, you're too busy clinging to your guns and religion.
And then still not enjoy a NASCAR race or a mixed martial arts, contest or NFL. So what makes her so special over us?
Are these people completely out of the loop?
They're totally out of touch when they say things like that. And I'm not saying Meryl Streep is not a nice person, but when they say things like that, it makes you wonder where they're at. They have been so insulated in their little bubbles for so long that they can say this.
Okay, I think we need to move on.
Okay, you know why?
It's because
you're an artist and you don't believe that.
No, I just think it's time to move on. It's like, what's next?
You have 4 minutes and 25 seconds in which to espouse.
No, I mean, I listened to the speech. I think what she was saying and when she received it, what I got, because I listened to the news, and what I got from her acceptance speech, maybe I didn't hear all of it, but was that, she went through the crowd of where people were born and where they came from.
Yeah.
Where their parents had come from. And she was just basically saying that we're all...
Yeah, as well as the Democrats didn't learn anything from invoking the nuclear option in the Senate.
Okay, so I went on...
That's going to bite them.
Last call before the wall.
Okay.
Last call. Illegals flood in.
Before tomorrow.
And Fox rejects a Super Bowl ad featuring border wall.
Oh.
Okay. Now, according to I'm on Drudge Report right now, so let's just.
You're the only one I know that can gets equally you get equal news from Drudge Report in the
USA and Huffington.
Huffington Post.
And then World Headlines.
There you go.
BBC and all that.
That's good. No, that's what
CNN,
you should do.
CNN, disaster could put Obama cabinet member in Oval Office.
A disaster could bring.
That's CNN. Disaster could put Obama cabinet member in Oval Office. Then, media warns of inauguration drone bombing not safe. Fortress Washington girds for days of resistance.
Hey, let me tell you how many. There's 5,000 more cops around D.C. now than there were
cops
like 2 weeks ago.
Cops set up mobile booking stations.
Good.
Reveal training camp where protesters plan to disrupt LGBT queer dance party outside Pence home. And Gingrich skewers boycotting Dems. So. Are there any of those you want to talk about?
Nah. Okay. You know why? Because tomorrow it will be a change in our country. And as I go back, it will be a peaceful change of power of the most powerful nation on the face of the earth, who after a long process of selecting a president, we as a nation did. You may not agree with them. You may have voted against them. But we as a nation selected our next president. And now to hope that he does poorly is to – and this is exactly – if I go back and you can pull up what I said about Mr. Obama, for us to hope that he does poorly is such a slap in the face of ourselves. I cannot believe it. People that hope that Trump does poorly – are hoping that our country does poorly, that our country continues to be divided, that the economy doesn't pick up, that we become weaker and weaker in the face of enemies who have grown stronger and do not have the moral or the religious backgrounds that we have to protect other people. So how you can hope that Trump does badly or try to start off by pushing him into the fact of, oh, he's done. You know what? I'm not going to support him. How can you hope that? Why is that like hoping your father? And I'm not saying Trump's a father figure, but that's like in your family. Are you hoping that your dad makes the wrong decisions because you don't agree because he made you stay at home?
A little like hoping that the pilot of the airliner has a bad day.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And guess what? It's the largest airliner in the world, and we're in it. So here's a chance to pull together. And I'm talking to people on Facebook that that have said things. I mean, I just, you know what? I just had it with a couple people yesterday and said, you know, I don't really need to see this anymore. Anyway,
welcome,
but here's
to the
our
mute
chance.
Button.
Here's the chance tomorrow. We can do the reset button and let's just start over with everybody. Let's all start working together.
Back with the chief of police at the 8 o'clock hour here on KCNR 1460.
I have it written down. I haven't seen him, though.
KCNR Shasta ready.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. An ice storm is causing havoc in parts of the Northwest. It shut down major highways on Wednesday in both Oregon and Washington State. Headaches for drivers like Ben Rushing stranded along the Snoqualmie Pass on Interstate 90 and speaking to KOMO-TV.
Seems like it's the longest I can remember it ever being closed, but I'm sure they're doing what they can.
Stretches of I-84 along the Columbia River Gorge are closed, too, with some 2 inches of ice on the roads. The temperature in Fairbanks, Alaska never reached 30 degrees below zero last winter. This year makes that look like a trip to Florida. At Fairbanks International Airport, the mercury dipped to minus 50 yesterday. President-elect Trump's pick for health secretary is promising to work with both parties if he is eventually confirmed.
Georgia Congressman Tom Price would be the administration's point man for the repeal and replacement of the Affordable Care Act.
So if confirmed, my obligation will be to carry to the Department of Health and Human Services both an appreciation for bipartisan team-driven policymaking and what has been a lifetime commitment to improving the health and well-being of the American people.
Price is facing some tough questions about his plans for the nation's health care system as well as his financial investments.
That's Capitol Hill correspondent Wally Hines reporting. At London's Madame Tussaud Museum, you can now find a wax figurine of President-elect Donald Trump, timed to coincide with his inauguration this week. Sculptor David Gardner worked with about 20 other craftsmen to hammer out the wax Trump figurine, dressed in a Navy suit, red tie, and American flag lapel pin.
It was kind of to show his kind of prowess and the image he kind of almost portrays in the press. I think that was important to us. I think the pose goes alongside the character.
As for one of the President-elect's most talked about features, Gardner says they used yak hair to reproduce Trump's famous hairdo. More on these stories can be found at townhall.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-566-2424. That's 1-800-566-2424. 1-800-566-2424. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
The widow of the Orlando nightclub gunman says she did not aid in a better husband's support for ISIS nor hinder the police investigation after he shot up a Florida nightclub.
She entered a plea of not guilty on all counts.
And Sam Amin, the attorney representing Noor Salman, urging the public to try and keep an open mind.
I believe everybody deserves a fair day in court, and everybody is presumed innocent until proven guilty.
For her alleged role in the ISIS-inspired attack, the worst ever mass shooting in this country's history, Salman entered her plea yesterday in an Oakland, California courtroom. The state of Virginia has put to death an inmate who was convicted of killing two little girls and their parents in their Richmond, Virginia home back in 2006. 39-year-old Ricky Gray had no last words before he was given a lethal injection last night at the Greensville Correctional Center in Jarrett, Virginia. Gray also confessed to taking part in the murders of a 21-year-old woman and her parents. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. President Obama is refusing to comment about Democrat plans to boycott Donald Trump's inauguration. Here's White House correspondent Greg Cluxton.
His final news conference as president, Mr. Obama avoided a question on whether he supports several dozen House Democrats planning to boycott the swearing-in of Donald Trump.
All I know is I'm going to be there. So is Michelle.
The president said he knows Democrats are unhappy with Trump's election, but believes it's appropriate for the president-elect to move forward with his own vision and values. Greg Clugston, The White House.
This will be inauguration number 18 for 91-year-old B. Harold Smick, Jr. Although the New Jersey man is a Democrat and voted for Hillary Clinton, he says he'll be traveling to Washington to watch as Republican Donald Trump takes the oath of office. Smick told WCAU-TV he could still vividly recall January 20th, 1941, the day he witnessed Franklin Delano Roosevelt become the only U.S. president sworn into a third term. Back then, he was just 15. More on these stories from townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Bot. Good morning. For people, before you ask, Trish is on a well-earned day in the sun today. Our phone lines here are 605-4567, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And I'm here with my real girl.
So she's on a, she's like, a Thursday
my real girl.
She's like a girl Friday, but she's girl Thursday. And,
yeah.
Always love Trish. You know, she's got such a she's had such a wonderfully interesting life and continues to just be full of passion and vigor and always learning. She's just a treat to be around. So we miss you, Trish. Okay, currently 46 degrees in the downtown studios. Our highs today will be 49. Showers, of course, throughout the whole weekend. The forecast calls for 41 tonight. Rain, Friday night with our lows of about 38. Saturday as our lows as well. And Sunday with our highs of around 50. 90% chance of precipitation, which means rain. So we're going to be raining all the way up to Tuesday. Anyway, the weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Each and every time we read the weather, they're locally owned, veteran-owned, veteran-owned business, and they give senior and veteran discounts. 365-3793. How's everybody doing this morning?
Yeah, this portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. If you're looking, you know, it's cold, it's rainy, you want your house to be warm, well, it's Alliance Heating and Air. If you're having any types of problems with your heating systems, give them a call. We heartily recommend Alliance Heating and Air. Just great people doing super, super work. Business of the Year, voted Business of the Year for HVAC. I tell you what, you can't get any better. Give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org. Now.
What?
We
now.
Have now. Reading Police Chief Rob Paulette.
You should have your own theme song.
Yeah, I think he announced me like I'm a boxer. And in the blue corner.
And in the blue corner. Wearing the pink gloves.
I'll do that. I'll sport that.
Yes, you could, too.
Well.
Our Italian stallion.
Oh.
Paletti.
By the way,
you just made his life
when your guys are getting ready to wear their new patches, Nike called. They want their swoosh back.
Well, our patch is done. That's the flag, not the patch. Our patch is staying the same.
Good.
Okay, with the inauguration happening this weekend, anything happening on a local level that you've had any heightened alerts?
No. No.
Business as usual.
It was interesting. There's some articles out that that I found interesting that the ACLU actually called for Washington, D.C. police to not use their body cameras during the inauguration. So I thought it was pretty interesting that the people that called for the body cameras for police to use on everybody else, now that they're going to protest the inauguration, they don't want them on when they're dealing with them. So
are they still going to wear them?
I don't know.
I heard they were taking them off.
Yeah, I just thought it was an interesting dynamic.
Well, here's the thing is they be careful what you ask for, because there are cops coming in from all over, and I could just see one from Des Moines, Iowa, just says, you know what, you just spit on me, and then there's no cameras. Whack.
Yeah, it's
they play whack an anarchist.
It's just interesting, you know, dynamics that go on with police these days.
It is.
Pretty. Did you see the news? You know what? There's a lot to read in there. It's very interesting to see. I mean, right there, that I could see a whole movie in my head.
Right there. Well, you know, we actually went down the other day. Speaking of, you know, use of force and police and what's going on right now. You know, we developed a program. It was an idea of Sergeant Casey Bokovich, and we've been bringing community groups and organizations into the police department and doing a program on the legal aspects and how force is used, and giving them a chance to kind of experience it themselves with our with our force options trainer, and we've had about 400 citizens go through that now with grand juries and elected officials, and we had the local chapter of the ACLU, NAACP, church groups. A lot of people come through this, and it caught the attention of the state peace officer standards and training, and we went down 2 weeks ago, our group, and presented to a peace officer standards and training state legislator and a focus group that they developed so they could take the model that Reading Police Department has developed and turn it into a standardized program that departments can use throughout the state to reconnect with their community and have conversations about police use of force. So I was pretty proud of that. That's a good of, you know, feather in the cap of our department that, you know, we're being used as that example. And that program's actually, you know, I've talked about it before, but we've got inquiries from as far east as Washington, D.C., wanting to emulate what Little Reading Police Department is doing. So we're pretty proud of that.
That's cool. Yeah. Well, it tells people how, you know, when they're trying to make these decisions on the, because I've seen those before. And in fact, was involved with the Highway Patrol, that they start throwing in these different situations that you've got to make that decision, and what heightens things, how do you handle this and all that. I mean, it gives people at least an idea.
It was interesting watching the focus group, because one of our instructors goes through a scenario, talking his way through it and saying, okay, this happens, what do you do now? This happens, what do you do? This happens, what do you think? This happens. Okay, now what would you do? Well, I'd shoot him. He goes through all the facts. And, okay, so is everyone okay with him taking the action to shoot this person? Every single one of them said yes. And then he says, I just outlined the circumstances of Ferguson, Missouri. And then all of a sudden there's like, well, then now I have a problem with it. You didn't have a problem with the facts, but now you have a problem with it because it was the facts of that case. So it opens the discussion and allows people to, you know, just talk about, you know, the issues that are taking place in this country right now relative to police use of force. And it was interesting to watch.
Well, it is, because use of force is, I mean, once you've decided to do it, it's final.
Yeah,
you away everything they got and everything they'll ever have.
Well, right, you know, there. I use the scenario of football, you know, and I talk about Aaron Rodgers, although he beat my Cowboys on Sunday. Congratulations to him.
I was heartbroken. They trampled him.
Now, I wouldn't call a three-point win in the last 30 seconds, but the Cowboys gave Aaron Rodgers 40 seconds, and that's way too much to give Aaron Rodgers. But
it was last 3 seconds.
You know, when an NFL quarterback has to, you know, throw a pass, he's got split seconds to milliseconds to decide whether or not his hand is going to release that football. And when he throws an interception, the pundits on ESPN will criticize him. If you think of my lovely Dallas Cowboys, you know, Dak Prescott did not play well against the New York Giants. So for 2 weeks until their next game, the pundits on ESPN said that they should put in Tony Romo and replace Dak Prescott until he destroyed, you know, the next team. That same criticism goes for a police officer who has to make that split-second decision, only it's drug out over years and years and years. And these are decisions of life and death. And to put your average citizen in front of the shoot, don't shoot, you know, trainer and give them, and we only give them two options, shoot or don't shoot. And, you know, they say, wow, that is not as easy as I thought it was. And so it really is a good program.
But it's also, unless you are a rookie in your first night on the beat,
mm-hmm.
And even then, a rookie, you've gone through school and addressing these things. An average citizen has no eye concept, but after somebody's been on the job, a lot of this stuff becomes second nature, and they're looking at things. And I can see somebody that goes to the CHP trainer, that they just, you know, first of all, they make them, they put the equipment on them, and then make them run until they're
– We do that with the younger participants.
Yeah, until their heartbeat's elevated. Then they – put them in a situation in a bus where they've got somebody in a bus that's acting really crazy. And then you've got different, input from other people coming up and talking to them on the screen. But this is but officers have gone through this by the time they're fifth year. They've gone through it how many hundred times?
They go through it a lot, and that's why we train as much as we do to do that conditioning. But you still don't take the human dynamic.
No, you can't.
Out of it. And the rise in adrenaline, the rise in heart rate, the average person, even though trained, you know, has a perception and reaction time of 3/4 of a second. So, you know, you've got to be ready and you've got to be vigilant, but you still have to make that decision very, very quickly on what you're going to do.
Yeah.
And that's the point that we try
and
to
that's,
get
across. And that's where you go back to your training and what you know and experience. Anyway, hey, we got to take a break here. This portion of the show, and I think it's very appropriate, is brought to you by Bastiani Arms. You're looking for a way to protect yourself until the police get there or the sheriff gets there, then you go down to Bastiani Arms. John and Sarah have built up a great business down there at Bastiani Arms over the last 8 years. They've got every type of firearm you could possibly want and ammunition. And he has a really thorough grasp of what's legal and what's illegal, which goes far beyond my ability to figure out under the gun laws. But John knows. And he has studied it, and he'll be able to tell you what's available, what's not available, what you can do, what you can't do, what you need to buy now, or you'll never be able to buy it, or all these things. All at Bastiani Arms, plus CCW classes and hunting classes and everything, of course, at very, very fair prices and great discounts for veterans. All at 2539 Larkspur Road, open Tuesday through Saturday. Head on down there and see what they have and see what he can do for you. We'll be right back with Reading Police Chief Rob Pelletti.
Hi, this is Jana, General Manager of the Historic Cascade Theater, inviting you to celebrate with us the perfect Valentine's event for you and your sweetheart. We are proud to present the silver screen classic Gone with the Wind, Sunday, February 12th. It's more than just a movie. It's a party. Come join us for live music, dancing, themed drinks, and a few surprises. Then enjoy the ultimate date night classic featuring three of Hollywood's greatest stars, winner of 8 Academy Awards, including Best Picture. Don't miss this rare opportunity to see Gone with the Wind on the big screen at the Cascade Theater. It's the perfect date night for your Valentine's weekend. Tickets are just $15 and can be purchased by calling the box office at 243-8877 or online at cascadetheater.org. Don't miss it. Gone with the Wind, Sunday, February 12th at the Cascade Theater. Party starts at 2 p.m., film starts at 3 p.m. Hope to see you there.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Redding Yellow Cab and they'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Redding Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county no matter the hour. Call Redding Yellow Cab and they'll do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call them at 222-1234.
Did you know all PG&E residential customers will be switched to time-of-use billing by 2019? That means you could pay three times more for your power during the day. Solar power from Advanced Power Redding is the solution. And with our new lithium battery pack, you can take advantage of the new rates by using your stored energy during the peak hours and recharge at night when rates are low. Visit our showroom at 843 North Market Street and see the new battery technology at work. And our new battery can be added to your existing solar system. Advanced Power Redding is offering zero down with up to 25-year financing. Give us a call today at 226-0701 and let us show you the way to produce your own power. Remember these three things. Don't let anyone talk you into a lease. Use a local solar contractor. Get at least three bids. And call the experts at Advanced Power Redding, 226-0701, or stop by our office at 843 North Market Street, Redding. 226-0701, 843 North Market Street, Redding.
This is Carl and the Bot, and there's only one place you will find a new Sleep Number dual temp layer bed. That's right, Sleep Number in Redding. Be sure to go in and see them in a Target shopping center next to the Vitamin Shop. My Sleep Number is 40 and I feel great.
Right now they're making room, so go in and receive huge savings on all Sleep Number memory foam and I-Series bed sets. My Sleep Number is 55. Go find yours today. Sleep Number in the Target Center next to the Vitamin Shop.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, everybody. It's 20 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock here on January the 19th, 2017. 46 degrees going up to 49 today. It's going to be raining all through the rest of the week, the weekend, and probably into deep into next week. Weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call at 365-3793.
And this portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. If you want a great coffee, walk into Espresso Joe's, and the girls there can show you coffee beans by the pound, any kind of coffee need you could possibly want. They have wine, and next door they have the largest walk-in humidor in the North State. Great place to go to support veteran, friendly business where they do give discounts, and also your scratch, any kind of scratch cards, any kind of lottery card or like that. They do tons of all that stuff. So 2143 Hilltop Drive, that's Tobacco and Brew.
That's right. We're here with Reading Police Chief Rob Paletti. First of all, congratulations. Your son just graduated from Air Force boot camp, and now he's on his way to learn something.
Yeah, he will be in Texas for the next month for his special operations qual, and then up to survival school in Spokane, Washington. So I'm pretty happy. I joke that I got a pay raise because I got him off my payroll.
Okay. Hey, Rob, there's a lot of unrest, and rightfully so, I think, with a lot of the citizens in town, with the lack of the city council doing anything, appearing to do anything concerning crime. You've got more and more individuals standing up. That the city council has – they're voting on flags when they should be looking at how do you make the trail safer, all of these. I mean, are you getting feedback like this?
You know, I mean, people talk to me, and that's really something that, you know, they need to take up with council. You know, obviously council doesn't work for me. It's the opposite. You know, I'm really – council, you know, 2 years ago gave us the money for the neighborhood police unit that's getting to – pretty close to 1,000 arrests.
Yeah,
that's been very effective. Council has supported, you know, the building, and you know, which was a great need of our police department because the old one was just in a state of disrepair. And council has supported most of the things that I've asked for as far as equipment needs and other things. Yes, the Reading Police Department needs CSOs. Yes, the Reading Police Department needs staffing. But we also have to keep in mind too that it is a criminal justice system, and of that criminal justice system, the Reading Police Department is the intake, and the city does not control the rest of the criminal justice system. It is, you know, the county has the jail, the states have the courts, and the biggest problem that we're challenged with right now, besides staffing with protecting the community and criminal justice, is the fact that the criminal justice system is not holding people accountable anymore. You know, I'm frustrated. The sheriff's frustrated. The district attorney's frustrated with, you know, AB, or, you know, Prop 47, now Prop 57. We'll see what the effects are of that. The entire criminal justice system is being eroded and degraded in the state of California, and I think that's what is challenging us as much as our staffing level.
Okay, let's go to the phones. Nick, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, Chief Paletti. Hey, you know, last time you were on the show here, I suggested perhaps soliciting some of the retired police officers that are drawing a very generous CalPERS retirement to donate 5 or 10 hours a week as a CSO. I wondered if you had approached any of those about that or what your thoughts were on that.
Well, you know, I've said before the key word in retired is tired. We're in the process right now of looking at, you know, where our staff are allocated and where places we can use people, and we have had a discussion about that topic. I don't know how many of them would want to do that, but we're going into budget development and budget processes and recommendations that I have to make and requests that I have to make to council over staffing of the police department, and that's going to be part of that analysis and discussion. So I'll give you updates on that as we go forward.
Well, I mean,
when it comes to being tired, you know, the CSO, doesn't he pretty much just show up and take a report? I mean, we're not asking him to go out and chase criminals and have shootouts or anything like that.
No, you're right, Nick. But you know,
so who's
that's up to them to whether or not they would want to volunteer.
But isn't the union fighting this?
Well, the CSOs are part of the police association, so. You know, obviously, when we talk about volunteerism and things of that nature, it is those are positions that would be technically replaced by volunteers, and they obviously want those positions back as full-time
employees. Well, that's obvious that they probably want to do that, Chief, but it's also obvious we've got a problem. So, I mean, if the funding goes up, you could replace the volunteers or people with this experience that are doing the CSO work with regular, you know, with regular hires. So is the bottom line here is that the union doesn't want to
I haven't broached this with the union yet, so I'm not saying that they're not for that. It's a topic that we're going to discuss, and I have a meeting set up with them. I meet with them monthly.
Do they sense the fact that people are really upset?
Well, no, you know, nobody wants more help than the officers that are on the street.
Yeah.
You know? So
people want there to be y'all to be safe.
Right.
People want their neighborhoods to be safe too, and looking at new situations or new ways of doing this.
Yeah. No. And like I said, it's an option that I just, as of yet, I haven't had a chance to discuss it with them, and I will. And I think Nick's got a good idea. I don't know how many of them would want to volunteer. But it's something we can definitely look at.
It doesn't just have to be that. Couldn't it be? Okay, it'd be easier if you just had a police officer. But you told me one time it takes what? How long to teach or to train a CSO?
Well, it's going to take us about 3 weeks full time.
Yeah.
We just did the curriculum in anticipation of being able to hire some. It would take about 3 weeks of classroom work to be able to do that.
How much does a CSO make?
Total compensation at the top level is about $100,000 a year total for a CSO. That's salaries, benefits, retirement, all work.
Is there an age limit on this?
No.
Okay.
But, and that's one thing. They you get excited because I say it costs $100,000. Your paycheck's not $100,000.
No, I know that. Your paycheck is probably in the 30s and 40s.
Right.
Okay. No, I understand that. Okay. Let's go on to something else. Has the city offered up any plan to you that you can talk about? That, I mean, the whole thing seemed to be pinned on this Measure D.
Well,
and I understand the part about we can't jail them, and people are just really irate about that, and there's nothing we can do about that.
Well, I'm looking forward to the ARC and at least getting 64 more beds that we can.
But that's going to be a couple years, right?
That's still a couple years away, and. Like I said, it is a criminal justice system, and the Reading Police Department in the city of Reading has responsibility for the intake into that system. So, it is a matter of, the state courts and the state prisons and the DA and probation. And, when you start talking about that, I just named state and county resources.
Yeah, I understand.
We're just one piece of that. And we're doing, when we make, well over 8,000 arrests a year. Of criminal element. I think that my guys, the Reading Police Department, are doing the best that they can to deal with the criminal element, doing investigations, finding the person responsible, arresting them, putting them in jail.
I haven't heard one person complain about that. You guys are doing a great job. You guys are doing a dangerous job. You're protecting us. But we're at that level where, just like this thing on the CSOs. Well, let's go to the phones. Terry, good morning.
Good morning.
I'm feeling very well, Terry. Thank you.
I'm feeling
you're
great. Not chopped liver.
I'm not. I want to be.
You're chipped beef on toast.
That's me. That's what I want to be, is chipped beef on toast. I'm okay with
toast.
That. That's right.
Hey, and Chief, congratulations on your son.
Thank you.
Yeah, and also after being at the city council meeting the other night, Chief, I understand why you prefer whiskey over beer. The reason I'm calling in is that Monday night at 3276 Bocelli Lane at the Eagle Nest Church at 6 o'clock, we're bringing in Sam Paredes. I believe our sheriff is going to be there, and Sam Paredes, as you know, is the president of the Gun Owners of California, and also Woody Clendenin of the Community Watch. And we had a meeting, Chief, that had around 500 people in Anderson. It was huge. We turned away around 100. The bottom line is we understand we have to protect ourselves, and we're going to start setting up phone trees and community watches in Reading because the police just can't do it. It just has to be done, and I think there has to be a cooperation between the citizens. And let's make sure we have the distinctions between we are citizens and not civilians and the police department, because you guys just can't do everything. And, yeah, you guys do a good job. That's one thing. The second thing is the answer was never more money for more police. You haven't said one thing about that this morning. You do need staff. You do need CSOs. But what you need to do is we need to have a situation where our community is saying no to crime. The last thing I want to say is that the Sundial Bridge underneath there, they found two buckets full, big buckets full of syringes. And we want to make a flag with the bridge on it. What, so somebody can walk by there and step on a syringe? And by the way, the meeting we had the other night at City Council, my wife was showing me a picture of earlier in the afternoon somebody defecating on the wall of City Hall. I mean, it's just beyond the pale, and there is no more excuse. And, Chief, I know your hands are tied, and I'll tell you what, buddy, you and I will go get that bottle of whiskey together because I think we probably both need it.
Well, one of the things that I've been working on with the Department of Health and Human Services, and the last thing I ever want to say is I told you so, but I told this community 5 years ago when I got here, heroin's coming.
You said it probably on the first or second time you were on here that heroin was a problem, and everybody went, what's he talking about?
Yep. And that's what the needles in that stuff are for. And, you know, we have needle exchanges and other things that make it, you know, easier for them to get those items. And, we're really trying to bring, you know, that's the whole idea behind the medically assisted treatment center that's coming for opioid addicts. And I hope that methadone's one of the drugs that they use. And methadone clinic has somewhat of a negative connotation. But it's a methadone clinic.
Yeah, it's a methadone clinic.
But I'm hopeful that people will want to take advantage of that and take the medicine and hopefully get off the heroin, and we'll see less needles.
I've got a story about
that.
We're
not going to arrest our way out of the problem anymore.
No. We don't. We'll never have enough room. Okay. Hey, George, hang on to. We get back from this break here, and this portion of the show is brought to you by Dandelion Boutique. You know what?
One of my favorite
stores.
How
mad is she?
This we call it. How mad is she? Boutique.
No, you know what? Not only that, you guys. Really, for ladies and gentlemen that are, you know, birthdays are coming up, special events are coming up. You know, we're getting into Valentine's Day, and there are parties and there's events. Head out to Dandelion. 247-1292 is the phone number, but they're located on Pine Street, the largest home of Brighton in the North State. You know, make your lady happy. It'll always be great. Located at 1322 Pine Street. That's Dandelion. We'll be right back after these messages. And, Bob, before you turn that button, I'm going to have an incredible ticket giveaway in the next 30 minutes. We'll be right back.
Well, you know, I used to have them just about all the time, but I found a way to get out of it. Let me tell you about it. Sitting in the classroom thinking it's a drag. Listen to the teacher.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Must be Budget Blinds. Because only Budget Blinds brings a showroom of great window fashions to your door. Hi, Julie.
Hi, Janet. Love the new designs.
Colors and patterns you can't find anywhere else. Brought right to your door. Exclusive product lines for every budget, including Roman shades, rugs, pillows, and so much more. To transform any room from ordinary to extraordinary. Plus, we do all the measuring and installation for you. No more running from store to store or taking your chances online.
Budget Blinds is a home convenience concept. Whenever you call Budget Blinds, you're always going to get a live person on the phone. We'll come out. We'll bring all sorts of different samples. We'll listen to your need. Being a franchise owner of Budget Blind, a big part would be our warranties. Our warranties are unbeatable. With no questions asked, no matter what happens to your window coverings, you're covered in.
So when you hear, think Budget Blinds.
If you're in need of custom window coverings, give Budget Blinds a call today. 226-9027 or visit us on the web at budgetblinds.com.
I'm I'm Dr. Nancy Sutton Pierce, the host of the Conscious Living Show, every Saturday, 11 to noon, here on KCNR 1460. You'll laugh, cry, and perhaps be shocked by my frank and honest conversations. I often team up with my husband, Dr. Mark Pierce, and no one makes me squirm or giggle quite like he can. We are the yin-yang, east-west, of most topics, yet you can always feel the love and respect between us. Visit DrNancySuttonPierce.com to keep this conversation going.
Hi, I'm Rick Hughes, host of the newest talk radio show heard here on KCNR, 1460 AM on the dial. It's called The Flotline, F-L-O-T, Flotline. It'll be heard every Sunday morning from 7 to 8 AM. Come join me and learn how God has tremendous problem-solving devices that you can use to stop the outside sources of adversity before they become the inside sources of stress. That's The Flotline with Rick Hughes every Sunday morning here on KCNR at 7 a.m.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 a.m.
More cowbell. Santa.
Well, I wanted to be part of this.
Bob plays the best Bob music, I swear, man. Bob, search the greatest stuff.
You know, I was talking to one of our, two of our shows, they're the owners of the shows, and I said, well, like, just the cost of bump music's gone up 300% since we've taken over. He goes, the bump music? You have to pay for bump music?
And it's called rights.
I said, yeah. He goes, for all of the bump music? I went, yeah. He goes, well, what if it's – I said, it makes no difference if you play a second, a minute, or the whole song. I've got to pay for that. And I've got to pay three different organizations, and there's a fourth one trying to horn in on it, too.
That's BMI, ASCAP, and CSAC.
That's right. And now there's another one.
And CSAC has just always been unreasonable.
Oh, and then so we're in a battle with the people that are representing us that let it go up 300% because they're protecting the big companies. Anyway, but see, people don't – when I told them that when we have bump music, I said, it does make a difference, guys. I said, I'm paying for everybody, so you play all you want. Because they go by the size of your audience.
Yeah, if it's the air that you breathe, yeah, the water that you drink, yeah, we pay for it.
Or how much money you make. If it's under a certain amount, and there's only, like, if it's under $500,000, not under $200,000, or under $300,000, or $400,000, if it's under $500,000, you pay the same amount. If you're over $500,000, you pay more. So, guys, play all you want. I don't care. So, anyway.
Okay, as promised, I do have some tickets to give away. Our chief of police is here, so I don't want to take too much time. But, the spa in the Wind River Resort and Casino, there's a spa. And they're going to open their Wind River Retreat. They're renaming it the Wind River Retreat on Wednesday, February 1st. And they're going to be offering all the fabulous spa amenities under new management. So that's going to be a very exciting, exciting to continue to offer spa amenity, and you can do packages. There's facials, waxing, nail care. We've been there before, and it's really, really good. So go to WindRiverCasino.com Resort Spa and check it out because you're going to get all kinds of good deals. Now, I've got, speaking of fun things to do in February, this is actually January 28th, but which is a nice thing to give to somebody or take somebody on a date or a friend. It's the Signature Gala at Cascade Theater, which is where they have the famous posters that have been signed by acts that have been there. Plus, they have all kinds of packages that they're travel packages and dinners.
Appetizers,
right.
Types of things.
I'm going to give two tickets away today, right now, to the third caller. They're $25 tickets. Want you guys to go and have a special night. This is compliments of Cascade Theater for our radio station and for our listeners. So the 3rd, that's January 28th. It's a Saturday. It starts at 7 p.m. It's really a nice event. They have, champagne and hors d'oeuvres, and it's just a really nice event. So give us a call, 605-4567. Third caller.
Okay. Our guest is Reading Police Chief Rob Pelletti. Let's go to the phones. George, good morning.
Well, good morning. Been listening for a while, and when I called in, I didn't get to hear all the answers, so I apologize if you already answered this question, Chief.
That's okay.
No worries.
or I should say, good morning, Colonel. just curious, you know, some of us are veterans out here that haven't used up their GI bills. I was curious if you thought about maybe doing an intern program with retired GIs or discharged GIs.
We have interns that come into the police department now from Shasta College, Chico State, and other places. Interning, we have cadets that are part-time employees that are college students that get immersed into, you know, some of the things that we do in policing to try to encourage them to come into police work. But, you know, we have a pretty robust volunteer program. So if there are veterans or people that want to come in and volunteer, we've got one guy that goes around and removes all the graffiti, picks up shopping carts. We've got people that do filing. We've got a lot of people that, that volunteer in the police department, and you're more than welcome to come in and do that.
Are you talking, George, more like the CSO type thing?
Yes. Yes, I was.
Yeah, you know, one of the discussions that I have to have is what I actually tried to, you know, bring in a volunteer CSO type force a couple of years ago, and the that was blocked by the association. So we're going to have some further discussions on what now that you know the anticipated you know staffing that we were hoping to get isn't going to come in, what they're going to be willing to agree to.
And I see George too, because that might be something I would be interested too. So I see a lot of retired military, and we have a lot around here that are still young and healthy and could do a CSO job. But I really appreciate your phone call. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Now, here's the next question: is can you tell us what's going to happen when we lose these? You lose the funding.
Talking about the four police officers?
The four police officers. Now, from what I understand, you're going to move them into different. You can still keep them.
No.
Oh,
no.
Okay. So we will go, story was wrong.
Yeah,
then.
We will go from 102 positions that were allocated for now back to 98. So the problem is with the retirements that we had, you know, I got to hold vacancies right now until I figure out what's going to happen with that money. I can't send a kid to the academy in January and have him graduate in June to lay him off. I can't. I don't feel right about hiring somebody that has a full-time job from another agency, bringing him to the Reading Police Department if the funding doesn't come through, lay him off in 4 months. So we're sitting at 98 sworn right now. We're filling the four positions that would have been in patrol with overtime and keeping the four positions in the neighborhood police unit as long as we can. So I'm having some discussions with the mayor and my council liaison about, as we go into this budget development process, is there going to be money available to keep those positions? If not, you know, if there is, maybe using the money a little bit differently. If there isn't, how we're going to move forward, because I may shuffle some people around within the police department to do some different things. Right now, our one of our greatest needs besides just responding to the calls for service in patrol and getting reports done is sex crimes detectives. I have two detectives and over 90 pending cases.
Okay, when you say sex crimes, is this prostitution or is this like assault?
This is sexual assault of adults and children. We have over 90 pending cases.
Hey, you know, is it just my imagination, or do we have like a lot of sexual predators in this area?
We have a lot of sexual registrants, and you have
registrants. That's right.
And you have to remember that is a process of the court. So when the person is sentenced, the courts decide whether or not they're going to be a sex registrant. Just like Reading sent a lot of people to prison, Reading attached 290 sex registration to a lot of offenders, where a lot of the more liberal counties did not do those things the way that our staunch hold them accountable juries and judges did. So do we have more of them per capita? Yes, we do. Is it because we have more sex offenders than most places? I don't know that that's actually the case. I think it's a matter of the court process that put those 290 registrations on the convicts.
Okay. All right. I think that if people really want to get motivated, and it's not just take back Reading, it should be take back Shasta County, where you go, where you really push to get that new, to get some kind of place to put these people.
It is a team sport. Let's put it that way.
I don't understand why they can't come up with, you know, say, okay, we're going to just keep pushing people out of here into different counties. I understand all the problems. Oh, it takes money. It takes that. But yet, it seems to me is that we could find some way to move people out of that damn jail.
The biggest need, I still think that we're doing better on the right side of court, or, you know, on the rehabilitation side with the programs that probation has. Where we're struggling, in my view, the most is with pre-sentence bed space.
Yeah.
We need to be able
to put 100 people away.
We cannot, if we cannot get them through the court process with pre-sentence bed space, we can't get them to the rehabilitation programs that we have put in place.
Because they don't come.
There should simply not be people in Shasta Superior Court with 60, 70 pending cases because we can't hold them to get them through the court process.
Oh, hello. Okay, hey, Gary, good morning.
Good morning. This is obviously for the chief. Would a new jail go a long ways in helping you and at least reducing crime in Redding and Shasta County? Am I right?
Yes.
All right. What's the cost, or are there a number of different figures from the minimum that you could make do or would help to whatever you need would be perfect? What kind of numbers are we talking about?
Well, the sheriff's actually got a study that shows how many jail beds that he needs, so I'll leave the exact number.
Well, he says something like 1,000. He said 1,000 one time.
Let me put it to you this way. And I'm going to pull the numbers off the top of my head. So if you want to,
that's fine.
Yeah, we made about 8,700 arrests last year. I think it's 8,768 or something like that. It's on my last town hall meeting slides. 404 people are 37% of those arrests. Repeat offenders. 404 people were arrested, some of them as many as 25 times. Now, what are the offenses for those? Well, they're minor offenses. They're drug offenses, property crimes, what they call minor. I don't call that minor. And warrants because they don't show up to court. Think about the effect that we have if we have people that we're arresting that many times that we could get through the court process and into one of our rehabilitation programs. But we can't get them through the court process because they're committing minor drug and property crime offenses, misdemeanors, that are never held in jail because we don't have the
bed space. Even though it's shoplifting and all these other things they do.
Correct.
Okay. So that's the problem, Gary.
That's where I say, you know, we need that pre-sentence bed space so that we can take those high-risk to reoffend people that commit crimes over and over and over again, our repeat offenders, and put them in a jail bed to get them through the court process so that we can – if you look at the day reporting center that is a contract with BI Incorporated that the county probation runs, of the people that graduate that program, and there are over 100, I think there's a graduation this week, their rearrest rate is only – it's just under 15%. That's a low recidivism rate for a program. Why don't we have 250 people in that program? Well, the answer is we can't get them through the court process to get them sentenced to it.
Unless you've got something to hold over their head, and they've said this from the beginning, they're not going to show up for these things. Okay. All right, we got to take a break here. When we come back, we're talking about these problems. Now let's start talking about some just out-of-the-box, total out-of-the-box. Let's forget the unions. Let's forget all that stuff of things that can be done when we get back here. Carl Lindebot, KCNR 1460. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Cypress Square Barbershop. The best place in the world for a barbershop, bar none. A veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. I get my hair cut there. Bob gets his hair cut there. Most of the police and sheriffs and military get their hair cut there. When the Rolling Stones comes through town, they would get their hair cut there, too. All of this at Cypress Square Barbershop. Well, they do, and they get it trimmed. And in fact, Mick Jagger is, I think they've got a signed photo in there, but I'm not sure. But they get their hair cut too. When they come through Redding, the Rolling Stones get their hair cut there too. All of this at Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue. We'll be right back.
On Saturday, January 21st at 10 a.m., Orchard Nutrition Center, in conjunction with Redding Holistic Health Specialists, presents the first in a series of free seminars at the Orchard Nutrition Center event room, as well as via live webcast on Facebook and Livestream. This month's topic is stress and digestive health. Local area health and nutrition experts Dr. June Stevens, certified nutritional consultant Dominic Danino, and holistic health specialist Sherry Davis will show you the true impact chronic stress plays on your overall digestive health, as well as natural therapies you can implement in your daily lives through nutrition and lifestyle as a way to improve the overall quality of health of you and your family. You can watch online from your computer, tablet, or smartphone and post questions to the speakers in the interactive chat room. Limited reserve facility seating is available. For more information, visit Orchard Nutrition Center on Facebook or their website at orchardnutrition.com.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Have you ever had your vehicle in a shop for a collision repair? When you called to check on it, did no one seem to know anything about it? Don Seck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Did you feel like a number when you were given canned rhetoric or generalization not specific to your vehicle? Although we are recognized as an authority in frame and suspension repair, we are primarily an auto body and truck collision repair center. When you select Coachmaster, we will tell you exactly how we are going to repair your vehicle. You will know the person in charge and get direct answers to your questions and follow-up phone calls, because every vehicle is personal to us. With our knowledge of the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to get started quickly. A reputation for excellent service and high-quality repairs takes years to build, and we intend to keep it. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Oh, I like this one too there, buddy.
We still have those tickets available. We had a bunch of calls come in that kind of covered over each other. What they are is January 28th, Saturday night, 7 p.m. It's called the Signature Gala. It is a gala at the Cascade Theater. These are $25 tickets. I'm taking your call now.
We've already had the three phone calls. We've already had the three phone calls, so it's the next one.
And I do want you to
The last one said, oh, he couldn't make it.
Right. Really want you to come to this event. And again, it's supporting the Cascade Theater. You get the tickets for free, but you go in and, you know, their packages that they're, you know, going to be auctioning off. You know the drill. As well as posters that have been signed. Famous posters.
605-4567. Okay. We're here, of course, with Reading Police Chief Rob Pelletti. And Rob, okay, now we're thinking totally out there. So, I mean, besides, how about drones? How about things like, okay, I mean, we're talking about, we're upgrading the information packages that are coming here, the computer system, and all this. But is there somebody on the line and I just missed them? We're okay?
No.
We're clear. Okay. What's something out there? Declaring martial law? bringing in your MP battalion?
Brigade. We're not there yet. One of the things that we talked to the neighborhood watch captains about last night is getting that connection with the community better than what we have now. So instead of it always being neighborhood watch, because I've been keeping the staff focused on the calls for service, instead of, you know, the only person that ever shows up at a neighborhood watch meeting being myself, I'm one person, I can't get to everything. Is starting to push the lieutenants and the sergeants to the neighborhood watch meeting so we get better connection and get better information from the neighborhoods themselves. The whole purpose of pushing for CSOs is to give more proactive time to the officers so that we've seen the effect that the neighborhood police unit, four officers doing proactive work, has had downtown. Well, if I could get CSOs on the street, that allows all the officers and all the beats and all the areas.
So what you're saying is if you can get eight CSOs.
8 to 10, I think, would
okay.
give us a good
start.
So 8
to 10 CSOs yeah. would put everybody back out there. You could save the everything then, right?
I don't think I could save the world because I still have to operate within a criminal justice system.
No, I understand
system.
That. But
what it'll do is give better response time and customer service to the community so they feel better protected. It allows the officers that are working patrol to all be proactive instead of just four of them. it allows – you give officers free time, they'll go hunt bad guys. And that's what they love to
do.
Okay, so – rather than just taking the reports like they're doing now. So, I like Nick's idea of talking to retirees. I actually looked at a CSO light program with volunteers that could maybe just take the reports that we take online. Because there are a bunch of people that, although we have the online reporting system, I have got complaints that it is laborious to use, and then you get to the end of filling out all these things, and it says, sorry, you can't make that report online, file it somewhere else. But some of those simple reports that volunteers, retirees, other things could take to free up officer time. Freeing up officer time, the only other way that I can do it is to just say, here's the things we're not going to respond to, which is what a lot of agencies in California
you've done
are doing.
That.
We've done that for traffic accidents because they're a civil event.
What about older older burglaries?
We still take
that.
Those reports. Now, if we have somebody, like right now, I have an injured officer that's on light duty. He's sitting in taking telephone reports, and then we can clear them up that way.
Well, let's go back to what you just said there, is the community is – screaming for more officers. There's no money. So the volunteer aspect of community service officers, bringing them in.
Well, I actually put forward a couple of ideas. One was volunteers. The other was, let's use the cadets.
Well,
they're $10 to $14 an hour with no benefits. They're college students. Let's use a greater number of them to go out and handle some of those.
For community service people, if it's $10 to $14 an hour, that's great. And you don't have to pay the medical benefits or anything. But to move forward that, and if the union doesn't like it, let the union then stand up in front of the people here and say, no, we don't want to have volunteers to help with the crime.
Well, and you know, we're, like I said, I'm broaching the subjects with them again, and I'll see what the response is.
Well, okay, but, and then I would love to hear what they say is, no, we don't want our streets safer because of union problem, because they're not hired union people.
And
I would love to hear that.
We'll see.
You know what? I think the city of Redding would love to hear that because
There are complications, quite frankly, and I actually talked to a guy last night that tried to organize a citizen group, and you know, there was a lot of robustness at the beginning, and then 3 months later, nobody was showing up, and it does fall off. So volunteers can't be counted on as like an employee.
You do the $10 an hour job. But the thing is that if we don't try, can go out and say this. Look, this is what we've tried. It just didn't work. So you guys need to come up with more money so I can get some community service officers out here. That's the only way you're going to have to slap them in the face with it.
Well, and the fact of the matter is if we have ideas and we don't try the idea, then we don't know whether or not it's going to work. And that's kind of what I've said with, you know, with the methadone clinic. Hey, this is a temporary location, temporarily licensed. Let's see what effect it has.
There you go.
If it doesn't work and they're causing problems, I'll be the first one when it comes to their permanent clinic to scream and say, no way, don't want it in my town. But unless we try new ideas, we don't know how they're going to work. So let's give it a shot and see how it pans out.
And I would hope that the union would get behind this and say, hey, look, and as part of it is, as we get more money, then those people would be replaced by, you know.
That would be my intent, yes.
Yeah. I mean, you're not just going to keep them on there. And I understand that the thing is, well, you know, they're going to see it. The city council will see, oh, this is working fine. Why do we need to put a fully, you know, protected union guy in there? But that's just part of it, you know?
Yeah, we're gonna have more discussions as we go into this next budget development process. And I'm going to be very, very, very frank with council about the need for CSOs. And we're looking at how can we – is there a better way to rearrange the staff that we have to meet the needs of today rather than
How about when they're released that we take them someplace, like to the very edge – of Redding out in the middle of nowhere and just drop them off. Okay, you're released.
But Bob Blankenship and I, you know, had a conversation and I was, you know, kind of lamenting about being a county seat and how everybody comes to the county seat. And Bob made a good, very good point that Redding is not a county seat, it's a hub city. And I've stole his term on several occasions because we're not just the county seat of Shasta County. We're the county seat of Shasta, Trinity, Lassen, Modoc, and Tehama counties, and everybody comes here. And that makes it harder for us, especially when I get a county sheriff from another county saying, well, we love that resource in Redding. We send people there all the time. And I said, well, don't. Build your own resources and deal with your own people and your own problems. Don't ship everybody to us.
I'm glad to hear that there's some thoughts about different ways of getting
our arms around this, because you know the status quo and we don't have enough money, that just doesn't work anymore.
Yeah, and we need our partnership with the county and
yes.
And, you know, it is a system and we have to operate within that system.
The people need to feel like something that the people care about their safety.
Yeah.
And it's not that, you guys are out doing a great job. It's that I think a lot of it is perception. So that's that next step is, okay, we're doing this. Okay, hey, they're working at it. So
yeah.
It's not so negative. All right, buddy. You be careful out there. And
again,
congratulations on your son graduating.
Yes,
and
congratulations.
And my youngest son turns 19 today.
One day
closer to another kid getting out of the house and
my wife and I
getting a pay raise.
Oh, happy birthday. And thank you so much for joining us here on KCNR 14.6.
Anytime.
It's always great. And thank you to our listeners today as well. Gotta go. KCNR 14.60.
And you're listening to KCNR Shasta Redding.
Gonna stand my ground, won't be turned around, and I'll keep this world from dragging me down. Gonna stand my
ground. News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. About 24 hours from now, Donald Trump takes the presidential oath of office. Mr. Trump's Vice President Mike Pence says they're ready to get down to business.
In fact, we can't wait to get to work for the American people to make America great again.
He says the outgoing Obama administration couldn't be more helpful, paving the way for a smooth handoff of power.
President-elect has expressed his appreciation, not just for the hospitality, but for the collaboration of this administration in supporting our team's transition efforts.
Up on Capitol Hill, more confirmation hearings today for Trump cabinet nominees. Former Texas Governor Rick Perry is in line to become Energy Secretary.
My past statements made over 5 years ago about abolishing the Department of Energy do not reflect my current thinking.
Also on the Hill today,
it is truly an